the natural way. Buddhism can be described as the great natural way. Many people think that the natural way means, I like this, I like that. In other words, to be natural means to act according to our ordinary, selfish ways. Other people think that the way is something special. They think that it is to be found outside of everyday thoughts. They think that a special way, per se, exists. If they are sincere seekers, they want to find and follow this way. However, Buddhism teaches that the way is neither a carefree, selfish way, nor is it some otherworldly, special way. It is simply the natural way. Let me clarify what is meant by this natural way. Consider the analogy of attending a wedding ceremony. When people go to a wedding, they all wear special clothes, a nice suit or fancy dress, and of course, polished shoes. In the 1960s, the hippies' way was to protest against traditional formality. They said, why do we have to wear ties? Why shine our shoes? Why trim our hair so often? This protest against society's formalities spread so widely that it became a habitual, customary way of dressing. There is nothing wrong with informality. However, both formality and informality are man-made ways. They are both man-made criteria by which we judge people and set standards. In our society, there is usually a front way and a back way. The front way is the formal or public way. The back way is the informal or private way. In our social lives, we often do things because we feel we should or must. I should do it this way. If I do it in another way, people will laugh at me or criticize me. This is artificial. In contrast, Buddhism is a very natural, free way. There is no front and no back. There is no good or bad. The natural way is not a man-made way. It is the way that comes from our life itself. Just as a spring gushes up from the earth, there are no set rules. The spring has no particular way it must gush up. Water just comes out naturally. When the earth warms up, the flower blooms. This is natural. We want to control nature too much. For example, we want to have Easter lilies bloom at Easter, so we put the lilies in a hothouse to force them to bloom earlier. In warm climates, the lilies must be put under refrigeration to slow them down in order to have them bloom on Easter. Our lives should not have such artificiality. We should be ourselves, just as we are in our everyday lives. However, this everyday or natural self tends to imply a carefree, undisciplined way. To be natural does not mean to be able to do whatever one wants. Most of us think of self only in terms of the ego self. In Buddhism, the natural self is not the ego self. The natural self is the self that is never defiled or controlled by the environment. It is the self expressed in a poem by Reverend Haya Akagarasu. My thought is thought. It is never myself. I had thought that my thought is myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. My experience is experience. It is never myself. I had thought that experience is myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. My feelings are feelings. They are never myself. I had thought that my feelings are myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. My will is will. It is never myself. I had thought that my will is myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. My wishes are wishes. They are never myself. I had thought that my wishes are myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. My deeds are deeds. They are never myself. I had thought that my deeds are myself, but now I'm aware I made a terrible mistake. But then, who am I? Yes, it is true that through thought, experience, feeling, will, wish, and deed, I manifest myself. But also I manifest myself when I break out of all of these. I am not such a limited self, conceptualized self, as to exist apart from others. I alone am the most noble. I embrace the cosmos. What an indescribable, subtle existence I am. I cannot, in speaking or writing, put down who I am. I always touch this indescribable self, always follow this indescribable self. Truth is here. There is something beyond our feelings, experiences, or wishes. This is the life or self that lives the natural way. Expressed in a concrete person, it is the Buddha. The natural way is the Buddha's way, your way. Since we are all unique individuals, expression of this way is different for each of us, yet the essence is the same. Explaining the way is difficult. Words cannot touch it directly, but can only point to it. Do not become attached to words or to what has been said. Explanations are only motivators pointing you in a direction. You yourself have to find the way.